Hello, friends, and welcome to Everyday Truth with Kurt Skelly. We're here to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation. We're studying the book of Romans and learning how the power of the gospel impacts every part of our lives. Now, let's join Kurt for today's episode.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to today's episode. So glad you joined us. Have a postcard to share today from South Carolina. And this is from my friend, Christian Valancourt. And man, I wish you could know Christian. What an encouragement Christian is. Christian, if you're listening, thank you for being such an edifier, an encourager. And he said so many nice things in the postcard. He did say one thing that is theologically off. He said that he disagrees with my assessment of Tim Horton's coffee. And I'm just going to chalk that up to you're the weaker brother, and I just have to be patient with you. But everything else you said was spot on, and you are a blessing, Christian. So thanks for writing in and letting me know that you're listening and just encouraging the way that you do. We're in Romans chapter 15. We were able to accomplish one whole verse yesterday. But this is not a sprint, these Bible studies, and I do like to keep them moving because I don't want to be stuck in any one book of the Bible for months and months and years and years, but I don't want to rush either. So every now and then we find ourselves slowing down and paying attention to the scenery, and yesterday was one of those days. Today we're in Romans chapter 15 and verse number 15, where the Apostle Paul is beginning to wind up the letter to his friends in Rome. And watch what he says now in verse number 15. He says, "Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God." So Paul said, listen, I've said some things to you that are bold, that are, we would say today, kind of in your face, some things that maybe are tough to hear at their face, but things that you needed to hear. So think about it. He has just told them that when you're full of goodness and full of knowledge, then you're equipped, you're able to admonish one another. And much of the letter that the Apostle Paul has written to them, especially the last few chapters, have been admonishments. Hey, let me help you with this. Let me give you some biblical teaching that might be hard to hear, but that you need to know. So the Apostle Paul said, and that's God's grace. You know, I'm doing this on behalf of God, and I'm doing this by the grace of God. Look at verse number 16, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. So Paul said, I'm doing my job. I know what my calling is. I am a minister to the Gentiles. Paul knew that from square one. Remember back in Acts chapter number 9, when the Apostle Paul received the message from the Lord Jesus, it is Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks, the goads in your life, Paul. And in that same revelation from Jesus on the road to Damascus, I will make you my chosen apostle to the Gentiles. Not those exact words, but that calling. So Paul said, I'm just trying to be faithful to Jesus in that calling. It's decades later now when the Apostle Paul is writing this. So much of what he said in this letter was because he wanted to do his job by way of ministering to the Gentiles, that the Gentiles, even though they're kind of Johnny-come-lately when it comes to the gospel, even though that even the Roman government and those that had just a cursory knowledge of Christianity were looking at Christianity as just an offshoot of Judaism, the Apostle Paul has been very careful to show that both Jew and Gentile alike are invited into the covenant of Abraham. They have the same standing and status with God. They are forgiven, justified, sanctified, all of the privileges of that status. So I want to be a good minister to the Gentiles. Look at verse number 16. Ministering the gospel of God. So what's the best way by which to be a good minister to any people group? So for the Apostle Paul, his primary ministry was to the Gentiles, even though he did not abdicate his ministry to Jews or his burden for Jews. But you know, what's the best way to serve people in ministry? Well, Paul just told us, ministering the gospel of Christ. Here it says, ministering the gospel of God. This takes us all the way back to chapter 1. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So what do people need? What's the life-changing influence that people need? The gospel. What Jesus can do for them, what Jesus did do for them by dying, by being buried, by rising again. It's the power of the gospel that delivers us from the shackles of sin. It's the power of the gospel that reveals to us the righteousness of God and by which we can receive the gift righteousness that he offers through Christ. It's the power of the gospel by which we can have power over sin in our daily lives. It's the power of the gospel by which God accomplishes his redemptive plan. So what's the best way to serve anybody? Give them the gospel. Show them the power of the gospel, not just in justification, but in every facet of our Christian life. We ought to be gospel-focused, gospel-centered people, and we ought to be gospel preachers, moms and dads. We ought to be gospel preachers, pastors and teachers. We ought to be ministering, serving the gospel. What's really interesting about this verse is the Apostle Paul is using the language of the Old Testament sacrificial system. He's using the language of a priest who makes an offering to God that would be acceptable. Watch how he does that here in verse number 16. Ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles. But that's a word that harkens back to the sacrificial system. Like I'm making an offering. Offering up the Gentiles might be acceptable. The word acceptable is also a word that refers to sacrifice. That when a sacrifice was made correctly, a lamb without spot and blemish, and the priest followed all the multifarious rules of the sacrificial system, then that sacrifice would be acceptable. Remember, we talked about this in Romans chapter 12. That when we present our bodies a living sacrifice, they are holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So here, the Bible teaches that Paul was ministering like a priest would minister in the Old Testament, and he was serving the gospel so that the offering up of the Gentiles, those that are receiving the gospel, those that are being saved, might be acceptable to God. See that? Being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. So what's the best way we can honor and worship God? By giving the gospel to our people group, that people might be saved and come to God through Christ. That's the greatest gift of all. It's the greatest gift we can give them. It's the greatest gift by extension that we give to God as we bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And of course, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work anyway. And I love how the Apostle Paul comes back to these priorities. Beginning of his letter, he introduced it. And now toward the end of the letter, he reemphasizes that. And we're going to see that in several instances, even in this chapter, how what the Apostle Paul said in chapter 1, he's now coming back to and reiterating in chapters 15 and 16. So verse number 17, I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ. So you say, wow, Paul's saying I may glory? Yeah, but glory through Christ. So this is not him touting his own horn. This is not him saying, look at me and how great I am, what a great minister I am, or what a great preacher I am, and look at the great results I have. No, away with all of that. but I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. What a wonderful truth that we get to. We have the distinct privilege and opportunity to be involved in salvific work, the work of salvation, that we, God has allowed us to be these communicators of and bystanders to what the Holy Spirit accomplishes in the lives of people. The Apostle Paul said, this is just amazing. This is what I want to be known for. This is the glory in which I want to share, that the gospel is being served, people are being saved, God is doing the work, Christ is being honored, the Holy Spirit of God is at work. Wow. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And how often in our lives do we get distracted by doing every other thing that when it comes right down to it, doesn't make a hill of beans difference to eternal things? The Apostle Paul comes back and says, my life, my ministry, my satisfaction, what I put stock in really comes back to the strength of the gospel and what it accomplishes in the lives of people. We're going to stop there in verse number 17, and we'll jump right back into verse 18 next episode. These are rich, rich verses. I hope you're sensing that as I am. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this same topic next episode. Hope you'll join us. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If you enjoy Everyday Truth, take a moment to subscribe or share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, God bless.